In today's show, the Bitcoin price battles the 200-week moving average after a $930 million Tesla Bitcoin sale. That's right, breaking news. Tesla's earning reports reveals they sold 75% of their Bitcoin worth $936 million, quoting on-chain analyst Will Clemente. So Tesla has already sold off their inventory, appears to have mainly done so to maintain positive cash flow, non-Bitcoin-centric reasons, and still has 25% of their BTC. Maybe I'm coping, but this seems like a nothing burger. And quoting the Binance CEO CZ, up to $100 billion Bitcoin gets traded every day. Someone selling $1 billion is a drop in the ocean. That's right. Also in today's show, the CEO of the De Vere Group predicts a final rinse out of the crypto markets before a considerable price bounce. Quoting him here, as the sugar rush of free money fades away, we can see the real value of assets. And despite coming down 50% from its height and heat fueled November high, Bitcoin remains the best performing asset class of the decade. We expect a less high octane, more steady, continued upwards trajectory for Bitcoin over the next few months. Also in today's show, will crypto sustain its rally? Top crypto trader unveils primary catalyst driving the surge in the digital asset markets. Quoting the analyst here, if the last few days of price action didn't make it obvious, the merge has filled the narrative void. Macro calming opened space for a return of asset-specific drivers. Also in today's show, crypto billionaire Mike Novogratz doubles down on prediction that the Bitcoin price will explode to $500,000. Quoting him here, well, this is a bump in the road in adoption. It's certainly not a U-turn. We continue to see institutions in Europe, the Middle East, and the United States who haven't gotten involved yet looking at this as an opportunity. Also in today's show, Bitcoin may hit $120,000 next year in 2023, says trader as the Bitcoin price gains 25% in a week. Quoting him here, as such, I expect intermediate wave 5 top at $80,000 to $120,000 in 2023, primary wave 4 down to $30,000 to $50,000 in 2024, and primary wave 5 over $200,000 in 2025. To conclude, cycle wave 3 will also be taking a look at the overall crypto market. As you can see, all the major cryptos are currently correcting and in the red. But where's the Bitcoin price likely to go next? Find out all this, plus so much more, in today's show. Hey, what's good, crypto fam? This is first and foremost a video show. So if you want the full premium experience, visit our YouTube channel at cryptonewsalerts.net. Again, that's cryptonewsalerts.net. All right, welcome back to another episode of Crypto News Alerts. I'm your host, JV. How's it going, crypto fam? Make some noise in the live chat. The Bitcoin staged its first test of critical support on July 21st as news that Tesla had liquidated most of his Bitcoin holdings subsided. And here you're looking at the Bitcoin 1 hour candle chart. Data from Cointelegraph Markets Point TradingView showed Bitcoin focusing on 22,800 zone after dropping from multiple week highs at 24,280 on Bitstamp. Bitcoin reacted swiftly but comparatively modestly to the revelation by Tesla that its Bitcoin position was reduced 75% by $936 million in quarter two. Way to buy high and sell low, Elon. Good going. And comments by CEO Elon Musk, which avoided direct criticism of the largest crypto, appeared to help stem the losses. In the company's earnings call, he stressed that the sell-off should not be taken as some verdict on Bitcoin, and the move nonetheless put an end to several days of rampant upside, Bitcoin rising in line with the stocks as the United States dollar strength fell from 20-year highs. Now, 22,800 marks the 200-week moving average for the Bitcoin/USD pair, a historically significant trend line, lost the support in June and only passed in the recent days. And quoting Crypto Wealth here, interesting times here for Bitcoin. Flip resistance, the 200-week moving average, which you can see here in the blue line, currently testing it as support, which needs to hold for further upside. And for on-chain analytics resource material indicators, the immediate outlook was mixed. While daily timeframes expressed weakness, data still pointed to a broad recovery continuing on the monthly chart. Quoting the analyst here, trend precognition is flashing a short on the Bitcoin daily chart, but long on the monthly chart could mean a retest of the 50-day moving average is in the near future, but also means we have not seen the monthly high. Tune out of the noise and look at the charts. And as you can see here in this chart of the 200-week moving average, the 50-day moving average stood in practically the same place as the 200-week moving average on the day. Now, other analysts, meanwhile, showed how Tesla divested itself of its Bitcoin holdings in mid-June. That's right. Over a several-day period last month, inflows to exchanges spiked as over 63,000 BTC was released by market makers as the crypto quant CEO shares here, market makers at Coinbase sent 63,638 BTC to multiple exchanges, mostly Binance and Bitfinex, for the past 72 hours, all-time high in daily flows. On June 12th, they are executing someone's orders. Do you think this was Tesla? Let me know in the comments below. And according to the data from on-chain analytics firm Glassnode, meanwhile, news of the sell-off had yet to be reflected in a significant reshuffling of exchange balances from panic sellers or opportunistic dip buyers on the day. And as pointed out here by Will and Clemente, so Tesla has already sold off their inventory, appears to have mainly done so to maintain positive cash flow, non-Bitcoin-centric reasons, and still has 25% of their BTC. Maybe I'm coping, but this seems like a nothing burger. And here's what the Binance CEO CZ had to share. Up to $100 billion of BTC gets traded every day. Someone selling $1 billion is a drop in the ocean. Facts. And as pointed out here, Elon Musk said Tesla will resume Bitcoin payments when mining is 50% sustainable. Now, the Bitcoin Mining Council found that Bitcoin mining has a 59.5% sustainable energy mix when resume Bitcoin payments, Elon. And much respect to Max Kaiser for saying, F Elon, we are not selling, because he called it and nailed it. And before I break down next story of the day, the CEO of the De Vere Group predicts a final rinse out of the crypto markets before a considerable price bounce. But first, let's take a quick look at the overall crypto market. As you can see, all the major cryptos are currently correcting and in the red after a pump over the past several days. Bitcoin is down almost 5%, trading at about $22,700 at the time of this recording. We have Ether down 6.6%, trading just under $1,500, while XRP, Cardano, Solana, Polkadot, and Binance Coin all correcting and in the red. But all right, now let's break down our next story of the day. The CEO of financial advisory group, De Vere Group, Nigel Green, is bullish about crypto assets over the long term. That's right. He says that while crypto assets are not out of the woods yet, their prices will eventually rally. Quoting him here, it's been a tricky time in recent months for the cryptocurrency market, which, like all risk assets, including stocks, have been hit by a wave of gloomy investor sentiment based on global economic slowdown fears, inflation, and geopolitical factors, amongst other issues. Crypto isn't out of the woods yet, with maybe a small and final rinse out on its way before a considerable price bounce towards the end of the year. So there you have it. And according to the De Vere Group CEO, Bitcoin is set to attract buyers as it is a quality asset with an appealing valuation. Quoting him again here, people are starting to realize that clearly headwinds remain for economies around the world, but that some quality assets like Bitcoin are currently cheap. Confidence is creeping back into all markets, specifically on Bitcoin. People are appreciating the inherent current and future value of digital borderless global currencies and will start moving now to take advantage of their current lower valuations. And Green further says that Bitcoin will be relatively less volatile over the next couple of months. As he shares here, as the sugar rush of free money fades away, we can see the real value of assets. And despite coming down 50% from its hype and heat-fueled November high, Bitcoin remains the best performing asset class of the decade. We expect a less high octane, more steady, continued upward trajectory for Bitcoin over the next few months. So there you have it. Let me know if you agree or disagree with the CEO of the De Vere Group, Nigel Green, that the Bitcoin price is likely to continue climbing in the coming months. And before I break down next story of the day, will crypto sustain its rally? Top trader unveils primary catalyst driving the surge in the digital asset markets. But first, let's take a quick look at the overall crypto market cap, still sitting above that $1 trillion milestone, which I love to see, with almost 90 billion in volume in the past 24 hours. The current Bitcoin dominance is 42.3%, with the Ether dominance at 17.8%. And checking out the top 100 cryptocurrency gainers in the past 24 hours, we have Monero leading the pack, up about 2% for the day, trading just above $149.49, followed by Neutrino USD, which must be a new stablecoin I am not even familiar with. And as this list continues to scroll down, you can see it is flooded by stablecoins, because the majority of all the top crypto assets in the crypto market are currently correcting and in the red, at least for the past 24 hours. But checking out the top crypto gainers for the past week, you can still see a sea of green, with Lido leading the pack up 92.5%, Ethereum Classic up over 70%, and Matic up 40.8%. And checking out one of my favorite indicators, it's the Crypto Greed and Fear Index, shows we are currently rated a 34 out of 100 in fear, yesterday a 31, last week an 18 in extreme fear, and last month a 9 in extreme fear. And if you're not familiar with the Crypto Greed and Fear Index, extreme fear can be a sign investors are too worried. That could be a great buying opportunity, like we're witnessing right now. BTFD, buy that freaking dip. And when investors are getting too greedy, that means the market is due for a correction. But all right, now let's break down our next story of the day. A closely tracked crypto trader says that there are two key factors powering the current rally in the crypto markets. Earlier this month, synonymous analyst Light told his 167,000 Twitter followers that after an abysmal first half of the year, crypto bulls were in a position to inspire a rally in the markets but lacked the narrative to do so. As he shared here on Twitter, the market now lacks a viable selling point narrative, yet its desire for one is palpable. It wants to make back what it lost. We will suspend disbelief in an effort to do so once a vehicle emerges to carry this latent desire in the wreckage, our nascent roots. But now Light says that the announcement of Ethereum's schedule for the merge, along with a relatively quiet macro backdrop, are giving crypto bulls the energy to ignite rallies across the markets. Quoting the analyst here, if the last few days of price action didn't make it obvious, the merge has filled the narrative void. Macro calming opened space for a return to asset-specific drivers. And on July 15th, Ethereum developers revealed the timeline for Ether's massive upgrade that will enable the leading smart contract platform to solve its network scalability issues. And at the time of this recording, Ethereum is swapping hands at just around $1,500, up over 70% from its 2022 low of around $880. The analyst adds that Ethereum's strong performance over the last week is motivating traders to take on more risks, which he notes could lead to more rallies as others try to catch up or rotate their capital. As he shares here, shorts had days to get out on BTC. Zero reason to be short it when ETH did what it did. A large asset in the ecosystem ripping 40% stokes risk-seeking behavior everywhere else. It makes people consider that assets can in fact go up in price, at least to catch up slash rotational flows. So there you have it. And before I break down next story of the day, crypto billionaire Mike Novogratz doubles down on his prediction that the king crypto will explode to $500,000. That's right, a $500,000 Bitcoin price, as well as Bitcoin may hit $120,000 next year in 2023, says trader as the Bitcoin price gains 25% in a week. But first, I want to remind you to smash that show more button right below this video in the description for detailed analysis of what's going on in the crypto market. And the greatest thing you can do to help support the show is smash that subscribe button, ring that bell, and drop a comment to help us out with the YouTube algorithm. And of course, you can find me on all the major podcasts and platforms, from Spotify, home of the Joe Rogan Experience, to Apple's iTunes and Google Play. And if you're listening to the pod, be sure to check out the YouTube channel at CryptoNewsAlerts.net for the full premium experience with video. And of course, you can follow me all across social media, from crypto Twitter, Facebook, Telegram, Instagram, and TikTok. So wherever you're at, be sure to plug in and follow me there. But all right, now let's break down our next story of the day and discuss a $500,000 Bitcoin price prediction. Galaxy Digital founder and CEO Mike Novogratz, the one with the infamous Luna tattoo, says that Bitcoin price will hit a $500,000 and that we're still on track. When asked on Bloomberg if Bitcoin could hit $500,000 over the next few years, Novogratz answered, I do. And according to Novogratz, there are institutional investors who now view Bitcoin as an opportunity amid the downturn in the crypto market. Quoting him here, while this is a bump in the road in adoption, it is certainly not a U-turn. We continue to see institutions in Europe, the Middle East, and the U.S. who haven't gotten involved yet looking at this as an opportunity. That's right. There's literally trillions just sitting on the sidelines waiting to be put into cryptocurrency. But unfortunately, we don't have things yet such as a spot Bitcoin ETF in the United States. And without this regulation, we can't expect these trillions of dollars to flood into the crypto markets. This is a fact. Now, the Galaxy Digital CEO says due to the risk of high inflation persisting, hard assets such as Bitcoin are set to win as stores of wealth, as he shares here. My point is, you take a longer view. How do you get to 140% debt to GDP and forget what it is in Japan and Europe back to sustainable levels without bankrupting your grandkids? The only way you do it, there's only one way, is inflating your way out. And so hard assets are going to win. Now, Bitcoin is not only a hard asset. We have gold, real estate investment trusts. There are plenty of hard assets you should have in your portfolio, but Bitcoin is a unique one and is gaining adoption. There'll be a generation of people that really believe in this, that are convincing their friends and their communities and their institutions that this is a good way to store wealth. It is very unique, and there are only 21 million Bitcoin that will ever be made. It is tailor-made to be anti-inflationary store value. It is easily transferable, and so it's better than gold in so many ways. Gold is only valuable because we say it's valuable. It's the same way Bitcoin is happening, and it's happening because of the network effect of the internet community, of how fast information goes. So there you have it. Let me know if you agree or disagree with Novogratz's bullish price prediction of a $500,000 Bitcoin price. And to watch this entire video, video entitled Galaxy Digital Novogratz on Crypto Winter. Check the show notes below the video in the description. But all right, now let's break down our final story of the day, which is another prediction of $120,000 Bitcoin price next year in 2023. Check it. Bitcoin touched 24,000 on July 20th Wall Street open as good times kept rolling for the crypto markets. Bitcoin's rise has seen bulls reclaim key trend lines lost in June, but the jury remained out on whether the newfound strength could endure beyond the current weekly candle. Quoting crypto analyst Venture founder, Bitcoin rally looking good? Yes, but Bitcoin shall take no pride in this rally. Bitcoin and NASDAQ correlation is still at 91%, a historical high, and both of which are looking at the Fed policies, interest rate and recession concern forecasts, and US dollar currency index for guidance. All is macro-driven. Meanwhile, the U.S. dollar currency index nonetheless showed no signs of staging its own successful recovery on the day, getting rejected at 107 after a local bottom, which you can see here in this chart. And popular trader and analyst Josh Rager, meanwhile, demanded a confident tip to the $30,000 zone in order for the king crypto to truly flip from bearish to bullish. As he shares here on crypto Twitter, 2 weeks ago mentioned Bitcoin looked good for 28,000 with a breakout slowly but surely. Would love to see this push up another 20% plus in order to take profits. And here's his original tweet from July 7th. If and when this eventually does break out, I'd be looking to take some profits around the $28,000 to $31,000 area. Price would have to confidently reclaim above that level before turning bullish again in these market conditions. So shout out to Josh Rager for nailing it. And now for $120,000 Bitcoin price prediction for next year. Zooming out, one Bitcoin price indicator led analyst TechDev to believe that Bitcoin would see a new all-time high before its next block subsidy halving in 2024. TechDev flagged the True Strength Index for Bitcoin, a metric that uses several base calculations to determine how overbought or oversold the asset is at a particular price. Now, the price decline since the last all-time high in November of 2021 at around 69,000 remains on trend, he argued, and thus the potential for historical patterns to repeat themselves. Checking out his Twitter thread here, Bitcoin and the True Strength Indicator still maintain last impulse top was April 2021, still anticipate all-time high before the next halving. Now, no one indicator can reveal impulses slash corrections on its own. Not so simple. Price action and volume must be considered. Declining volume, lack of five sub waves to 69,000, near identical moving average interactions and RSI structure, the past year's plus corrections are supporting factors. A correction is not just a correction. Degree must be considered. I maintain the last 15 months constitute a correction of the same degree as 2019 to 2020 and is a lesser degree than 2018, which is a lesser degree than 2015. And he concludes here, as such, I expect intermediate wave 5 top at $80,000 to $120,000 in 2023. Send it. Primary wave 4 down 30,000 to 50,000 in 2024, and primary wave 5 over $200,000 in 2025 to conclude cycle wave 3. So there you have it. What are your thoughts surrounding his $120,000 Bitcoin price prediction for next year in 2023, which is a year before the next halving, which is set to occur in 2024? Let me know if you agree or disagree with the crypto analyst. Now for the top three comments from yesterday's episode, our very own Inner Dino wrote, thanks JV, great show. Full lovely positiveness, $30,000. Next stop, 30,000. Send it. Let's go. Our next featured comment comes from R. Minutes, who wrote, no doubt we will hit $350,000 in the near-term future, probably less than 2 years. Agreed, fam. It's destiny. Bring it. HODL. And our third and final featured comment comes from BitBud. Okay, fam, we are reaching the dead cat bounce range of $25,000 to $28,000. Last chance to move your money before we drop into the $12,000 abyss range until next May. Good luck to you all. Thanks for sharing, fam. As always, one love. And to be featured on tomorrow's episode, drop me a comment right down below.